Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast.
We have a 911. I'm robbery in progress. Need surplus store, corner People's Drive, North 24th Street.
Hi. Welcome to Cop Shop. I'm Nicole Brown, the public information officer for the Farmington Police Department. And with me, as always,
Chief Steve Hebby.
Yeah.
It's good to be back here. It's been a couple of weeks for us, but it feels longer.
I know, yeah. We have the, because we do the second and fourth Fridays, and so every once in a while we have where we have a couple of weeks
Skip
where
Friday.
We don't come in, and we miss Scott, and we miss all of you.
We do, and Scott in particular has been, he's been living large. I can tell you that. His Buffalo Bills are 7-2. I don't know, but it's been rumored that in Buffalo school districts, they're now having to teach kids to count to 7. Because they used to just stop at 3 or 4, you know, a year. Now they're actually getting up to 7, so it's really... it's progress in education for Buffalo. So the Buffalo Bills are red hot. My Mighty Pack is they're bombing along okay. They're 6-2 with some struggles. But let's talk more about you, because you don't really love football, I don't think.
I mean, I'll watch football, and I don't hate it. But I'm not loyal to any team, and I'm not I just don't follow it that closely. But if we're all, like, if a bunch of people are hanging out and drink beer and watching the game, like, I'll hang out and
we mean root beer for the children.
Yeah. But I enjoy that part of it, like the gathering part of it when you watch a game. And I enjoy watching it. It's just because I grew up, my dad and my brother were super into sports. And so watched lots of basketball, lots of football. But my sport that I love and love to watch is rodeo. So
really? So now we're starting to peel back the layers of the onion that is Nicole. And we could maybe, you know, we need a show where you bring in pictures of all your horses. Because, ladies and gentlemen, this girl is a land baron, and everybody wants to see. Oh, my gosh. How much money does she have to have 100 horses from around the country?
No. You got to seek out those cheap ones.
That bite. Yeah, so I've heard the stories.
They don't bite.
So Nicole, there's several other shows we'll have to do, but to explore Nicole a little bit more thoroughly. But today, you know, we're going to catch up a little bit on some things that we've got going at the PD and some things that we're wrapping up. So we tried our reverse trick or treat this year, which was kind of COVID sponsored, and we weren't sure what was going to happen. We weren't sure how many were going to get it. It was probably a little too naive that people just put up pictures of pumpkins in windows and in a city this size and that we're going to find them.
Right. It did become complicated trying to find them.
Yeah. So people that participated did a great job. They messaged us. You know, I had communication with a bunch, and they were messaging you on the Facebook page so that we could find them where they were. And then still a bunch of folks brought in their pictures.
Which was great. I'm glad that I kind of thought of that loophole, that if they thought that they missed or that we missed them, to come into the department and we would, you know, get them there in the lobby and get them a treat bag. But it was super fun and it was refreshing on my end to, you know, get those lovely messages of people sending in their pictures and talking about how excited their kids were, and instead of people complaining.
Yeah. There was no complaining when you're getting candy.
Yeah. And so it was so happy interactions with people over our Facebook page. And so that was really refreshing. And then it was just fun to see how excited the kids were and bring a little bit of sunshine into the weird strange Halloween. I mean, I guess Halloween, yeah, we should celebrate that it's always strange.
Yeah, it's, that's right.
It's not the kind of strange we would pick, I guess.
No. And, you know, with school, except for the younger kids, with school not in session and sports delayed and, mm-hmm, you know, and I'm actually getting emails on sports right now. I reffed basketball last year and, you know, there's no basketball right now. They're talking about starting it again in January, and so, you know, I'm getting registered for that, but who knows if it really comes off. So there's so much that's up in the air and it's just changed. Going to, and I delivered some of those, mm-hmm, and seeing how happy they were and excited that the officer was there, it turned out to be really great. But it was like 1,500 bags plus that we handed out.
Yeah, I made a lot of bags.
So that's stunning.
Happy
really.
Halloween from FPD, 1,500 times.
So by the end, it was HHFPD.
And when I started, I was like, well, we need something on the bag so that people know that, you know, who it's from. It's not just some random bag of candy on their doorstep. And so I started by writing. And then once I, you know, got further into it, I realized this was a bad mistake.
Halloween is a long word.
Well, and just once I did a few, then I had to do them all. And the officers kept calling and saying, we need more bags. And I was like, oh my God, okay, I have 200 more. I'll bring them to you. And so it was, I wished I'd had like the foresight to like buy a stamp or something to make that quicker. And because that was the longest part. Other than, you know, putting all the goodies in the bag was pretty fast and easy to do. And sure, so that was fun. But writing, I went through 7 Sharpies, like ran them out of ink.
I mean, I don't know if I've ever done that. So. I thought I was going to do it with all the autographs I give out, but it really hasn't worked out.
I felt like a celebrity. Like, I could do it so fast. Yep. I was like, man, this must help how they feel when they're doing book signings or whatever they do. And
so Scott actually has a picture up of one that I took, and it was like that all over the place. You know, obviously, those kids were a little older and definitely artsy, because those are neat. But even the little kids were just scribbling and looked like they'd had fun. And so it was a lot of work. It was more than I think I thought it would be. It seemed like a simple idea, but Nicole did a great job. The officers did a great job. Parents bringing their kids in, so it was fun, and I thought that we did something for our community that at a time where we kind of needed it. So
yeah, and it was funny. I was loading, you know, I was making the bags at home because it was just easier, and I could do it in my sweatpants. So I was, you know, making the bags at home and then loading them up in the car. And so I'm loading bags up in the car, and my daughter, my 14-year-old daughter, was like, I feel like we're in The Nightmare Before Christmas. Like, we're making little Halloween presents for everyone. And I was like, no, that's absolutely how this feels. This is great.
Well, the family that packs candy together stays together.
No, it was fun. All the kids helped, and it was a good time.
So that was a good one. I know that there was some chatter on our Facebook page. We should do this year-round for other holidays and stuff. And, you know, I think we might go a little slow on expanding that to something more.
Well, and if we do something, it was a great learning experience, because if we want to do something similar again, I kind of now know how to plan ahead, because we just, you know, a few days before Halloween, we're like, hey, let's try this out.
Right.
And ran out of all of our coloring books, all of our Piggy keychains. So I'm having to reorder all of that stuff and get us back in stock. And, you know, like the stamp would have been a great idea. Mm-hmm. So things like that I will think about in the future if we ever do anything.
Well, and the surprising thing when we started this, and I had approached Nicole with, hey, let's steal Burbank, California's idea and let's do this. You know, her belief was we had all of this stuff because we didn't have our national night out, and we just weren't doing the sort of outreach things that we'd ordinarily done. So we had so many of the coloring books and the piggy keychains and then we ran out of it.
I know, and I had literally, like, the day before you came in with the idea, the people who we order our coloring books from had called, and they were like, hey, we haven't heard from you guys in a while. Do you need anything? And I was like, we're just not doing the outreach that we normally do. So, no, I think we're okay. And I was really kicking myself as I started to run out of coloring books. I was like, I need more. I should have told Lorena yes.
So we learn stuff ourselves.
Yeah.
But that so that was a great way to finish October. And now we're posted for our Guardians of the Good.
Yeah.
We're accepting nominations for that through December 16th. And for those of you that haven't heard of it, this is our third year of running Guardians of the Good, and it's something that now all the chiefs and the sheriff, both fire police chiefs, both groups throughout the county contribute. You know, we kind of donate to it. We have a fund. We accept other donations, so if you're interested in donating, you know, you can send in money to San Juan Safe Communities with Greg Allen, or you can contact, you know, the PD, and we can collect the funds and get those. So we did receive some donations last year, which helped us go further. But the point of the Guardians of the Good is, and I think we're probably going to be on hyperspeed this year, because it celebrates those people who are just kind of everyday people in our community that are just going through some real challenges. But they do it quietly. They just keep working to make the Farmington area and San Juan County a better area. And they don't get a lot of recognition. And so, you know, for those of you that have ever watched the YouTube videos on Pay It Forward and things like that, where they're recognizing waitresses that are just, they're just good at their job, they're good people, they're upbeat, they're positive, but they're facing challenges. That's what we've been doing here for the last couple of years, and we've really had some we've met some great people.
And it was, last year was my first year to be a part of it. I watched it the first year, and then last year participated. And something that I noticed is every person that we, you know, awarded, they were like, I don't do anything special, you know, and they were so bowled over and emotional by it and so grateful. And so it told me that we truly were getting really quality nominations. People were really picking those, you know, people that we work with and see every day that are just genuinely good-hearted people who are going through rough times, but are so wonderful to others despite the hardships that they are experiencing. And so it was a really wonderful thing. We met great people, and it was really awesome to be able to make their day that way.
You know, in our country right now, the word humility doesn't come into play very often, but that really was the way you described so many of the people that we recognized over the last couple of years. They were just humble people. They didn't really see themselves as special, and yet somebody else had nominated them because of how much of an impact they had made, and not just their lives, but on others around them. And these people, you know, were humble enough, they didn't even really recognize it as special.
Yeah, and most of them had several nominations.
Yeah.
You know, so they were... Yeah. They were really making an impact, and they were humble is the perfect description. They just were good people.
So we've had some really good sponsors that have helped us too. Zymes Ford for 2 years in a row. In the course of the nominations, there were people that had her car wrecked while she was driving her husband to his dialysis and hit a deer. So she was up against it, and then we had somebody else last year, a younger girl who's taking care of one of her sisters, has kind of adopted one of her sisters to look after, and so Zymes Ford stepped in and helped us out with a couple of cars. Target has helped us out and donated mm-hmm. hundreds of dollars. Mm-hmm. I think it was Realty Pros last year gave us a bunch of money too. Mm-hmm. So we know that there's a lot of different charities right now, and as you move towards Christmas, everybody's competing for those funds. We're just kind of a one-off. We're just kind of a smaller, quieter one. But in policing and then in firing, in the fire business, you see so many negative things, and you experience people either at their worst, or you experience the worst people. Mm-hmm. And this is a chance for us to go out, because we also do see so many good people that dive in and help make Farmington and San Juan County a great place to live. And so I've really enjoyed it the last couple of years and getting to see some of those people. And so if you want to contribute to us, we're definitely interested in it. Otherwise, if you just want to nominate somebody who's deserving of it, we want to hear somebody like that. It doesn't have to be a spectacular story. It has to be a story of somebody who's positive, keeps a positive attitude, and really makes a difference in our community.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, last year, I remember we had so many great nominations that it was hard to whittle it down to just the people that we... there were some that that were nominated that we really wanted to give to, but we we kind of prioritized who maybe was in need more than others. So if you nominated someone last year, they didn't get picked, they could have been one of the ones that we almost picked. So nominate them again. You know, we would love to be able to hit all of those wonderful people in our community. Right. And it is something, oh my gosh, I just lost my train of thought. I do this all the time on the show. I looked, you know what did it? Was Scott's little reporter.
Report.
I looked at it and I was like, dang it, those are so cute.
you really can't do that when you're in the middle of a point.
Know,
but that's okay.
So, my brain's all over the place today. I'm sorry.
But that was one of the rubs we had is, you know, we only raised so much money among ourselves. Mm-hmm. And then we had a few others contribute. And that's what we're saying. You know, that you get down to kind of prioritizing, okay, here and here. We didn't have unlimited resources to hit them. But there were a lot of great people. And honestly, there have been people that have donated and helped us out. So we appreciate all that. And we're running that right now. You can how do they get to the nomination form if they want to
do that? Go to fpdnm.org.
Okay.
And there's a Guardians of the Good kind of, if you're on your phone, if you scroll all the way to the bottom, you'll find it. I'm going to fix that today and put a big button.
Okay.
So that it's much easier to find on your phone. If you're on a desktop, it's a little bit easier to find, but on your phone, it's kind of hard. So I'm going to fix that today.
And we need good contact information for the person you're nominating, but then also good contact information for you. And we did contact many of the people that had done the nominating last year, and because sometimes we're trying to get more information than what we see in here, or sometimes we're trying to coordinate, okay, you're going to help us to surprise whoever it is.
Yes.
That we're doing. So, you know, take a look at those forms and download them. And this is a great time. I have enjoyed these the last couple of years, and I'm looking forward to this one as well.
And we always, I love that we do it over the holidays because it just kind of gives that little bit of extra feeling to the holidays for me anyway.
Yeah, me too. It is a good time. So what's going on in the rest of the world is almost makes you want to keep talking about Guardians of the Good.
Yeah.
Because it hasn't been always the most pleasant. The COVID spike is real. FPD's had now a couple of positives where we have gone since this whole thing broke. We've gone and not had any positives. Yeah. And we've now had a couple of folks test positive, which is, fortunately, they appear to be rebounding reasonably well, and we're driving on that way. But it was, you know, it's a little dicey for us because our officers, we got to have them out there on the street mm-hmm. responding and keeping the public safe. And so we cannot afford mass quarantines among our officers. It didn't come to that, but that has certainly been our worry. You know, if you're a department like New York or L.A., you've got a lot of cops, yes, for a reason, but you have a lot of officers. We don't have that luxury, and so, mm-hmm. you know, we don't need any mass thing hitting us.
It would hit us really hard.
It would hit us hard in our ability to deliver service. So that's been something really that command has been worried about since the start of this thing and has not come off. But we are no longer virginal when it comes to testing positive. We've had a couple. So that spike is real, and that spike has not missed us, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And then we made it through the election.
We made it. We're so through it.
You almost want to congratulate people that at the end of this odyssey, people have voted. There's in some of the bigger cities you did see, unfortunately, rioting and mass protests. I'm not sure what we were protesting, but we were protesting stuff in Minneapolis and Seattle and Portland. Portland was pretty significant. New York City had significant demonstrations, but it didn't happen here in Farmington. And really, to my belief, I don't think it happened in New Mexico.
I don't think it did either. I think Santa Fe, did they have any, like,
demonstrations? Might have had some rallies, or? But those might have actually been more rallies.
Yeah, but it was, and I think a lot of the news that I was reading was that across the country, it was kind of a normal election day. I think people were anticipating, you know, it not to be, but it was. It felt like that for me when I went to vote. I voted on election day, and it was a normal day.
Good.
You know, just like any other time I'd voted.
No. I thought it was, because we, as you know, Nicole, we did an emergency operations plan.
Mm-hmm.
We had contingency plans for our officers in case that there was some sort of disturbances here. We didn't anticipate it. We didn't, you know, we weren't hearing of it, but it was certainly possible. And so you've got to be careful. But I was personally, it was just like we are failing as a democracy when you have to have the police have emergency operations plans for Election Day. It was just surreal that's how contentious we are as a country. And you really did see it. I mean, there was a lot of people, and they were on two sides in that voting. So we're pretty split.
Yeah, when you looked at the totals and, you know, the percentages of votes for each candidate, it's so close.
It is.
So tight, so divided. And I, like, amongst my family, you know, it's divided. I see my family members on Facebook, you know, half of them are posting to one side and the other half is posting to the other side. And they're thankfully pretty civil in the comments to each other, but they still have discourse, you know, in the comments. And it happens all over the country, but I think people maybe aren't as civil because they're not family, but we are divided as a country, and that's scary. I think our founding fathers talked about how a two-party system would bring us down. And that's where we are. We're in a two-party system as much as we maybe shouldn't be. But.
Yeah. Well, I think it was George Washington that said the death of democracy will come with Facebook. And it was really, I mean, that George knew his stuff.
Yeah, he knew his stuff.
He should have had a trademark on Facebook, but to be able to project that all the way ahead.
Yeah, I mean,
or maybe it was Steve Hebby that's saying the death of America is Facebook, because, boy, we get in our little chambers and we only listen to each other who agrees with us. And then it quickly degenerates into how ignorant and how hateful and how anti-American the other side is. And, you know, they just disagree with us. You know,
that's not un-American. Actually, that's American. That's what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be having those civil discourses and reaching compromises. Yeah. And personally, I really tried to vote bipartisan and vote kind of equally down the ticket as much as I could, because I feel like that's when the American people benefit the most, is when there's just as many of both parties in the system, so that American people are winning when there's compromise.
When there's a diversity of ideas.
Yeah, they have to give up a little bit of their agenda in order to get something done, and that means that that's probably what's best for me, the average person.
Well, and compromise is such a four-letter word right now in the U.S. Yeah. And we've talked about it over the last few months as the protests really after the Floyd death were going on, that the worst place to be really is where the police are, which is the neutral one, kind of in the middle, keeping everybody separate, making sure everybody's following the rules. Nobody wants to follow the rules, and nobody wants you to keep them in line. You only want us to keep the other side in line.
Right, yeah.
So
yeah.
That's made it. But, you know, personally, as the chief here in Farmington, I can tell you I'm relieved that we made it through the election, that, you know, now let's move forward. We'll see. We'll come up on the inauguration here in a couple of months. We'll get through some holidays, which we need to remind us that we're all good people.
I know, right?
You know, there's nothing wrong with being an American
and
liking fellow citizens. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we will not talk about the election again on our show. I think we've 4 more years. If we do this show for 4 more years, we'll maybe talk election again.
Yeah.
But we won't anymore on this show, and we'll just start talking about some of the other things going on in policing. There have been other things. We didn't get to them today. Albuquerque had a check-in from their monitor, which for me portends difficult times for the police when it comes to our legislation down in Santa Fe this next spring, mm-hmm. because the monitor's report was sharply critical of the APD. For a number of different reasons. You can read the report yourself, and you probably should at some point. They're the biggest police department in the state, and when they're struggling, it impacts and ripples out to all of us in throughout the state that are in law enforcement. So we're watching what's being said there and making sure that our department's rucked up to be able to answer the challenges that APD is struggling with right now.
And to just be prepared to say that they're just because they're struggling with it doesn't mean other departments are struggling with it, and that we are listening to to what the monitor's saying, right. Even though he's not our monitor.
No. But you can learn things. What's the new standard for policing? We, you know, we've done that all along with these consent decrees. And perhaps under a Biden administration, you're going to see consent decrees coming back. They've been relatively absent for the last 4 years. And they're not all bad. I don't love them, and I certainly wouldn't want to be under one. I wouldn't have wanted to earn being under one either. But you do get a kind of a sense of what does the federal government want to see out of policing. Mm-hmm. And so there's some standards. And so, you know, that's why we've always watched them and tried to learn from them so that we're ahead of the curve. So that'll be a conversation for another day.
For the next episode, maybe.
And in the meantime, let's wish Scott all the best for the Buffalo Bills.
I know. Yay.
And we will promise pictures of Nicole on her horses. That'll be another whole episode.
I don't promise that. I don't promise that.
And sometimes promises sound like orders. I mean, it's totally that way. But thank you for tuning in this week, and we will see you here again right now on The Cop Shop with FPD.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.